We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Wake up with the Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Show.
Morning 6 to 10. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston. A radio.com sports station.
All right, back here on OMF at 617-779-7937. Lou is down there in Fort Myers, Florida. Kirsten and I will be flying down there tomorrow morning, and we'll be down there the rest of the week.
Let's do this, boys.
We'll broadcast the game on Saturday afternoon down there at JetBlue Park.
A lot of buzz about that game down here. A lot of people excited about it.
A lot of buzz, huh?
Oh, yeah. Can't wait to see us in the booth.
Good buzz or scary
Most
buzz?
Most people are talking about Fourier every time I mention it.
Oh, great.
So what's Christian going to do?
Oh, the fans are going crazy, Lou.
That's it. That's what I'm going to
do. Play-by-play? What's he going to do? They're all excited to see it.
I'll tell you what, Christian. The good news for you is so many bad things have happened for the Red Sox in the offseason. What else could really happen?
I throw this. That is toast.
That's what we have. We're a distraction. All right, we get to the phone calls, and then we'll get into a possibility of another Red Sox trade. There are rumors out there. We'll get to that in a second. Let's go to Wade in Connecticut. Hello, Wade.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
What's up?
Hey, so I hear everybody talking about, you know, what Belichick wants to do, what Brady wants to do. But what if Brady has said, I don't want to come back? I've had enough. My time's been good here. I've had enough time.
Because he hasn't said that. He's said just the opposite.
Well, what does Brady think?
That's the one thing we don't know.
No.
We don't know what he thinks.
I'll ask that question again.
Belichick to go take a flying leap or a roll of donut. I don't care what you give me. I don't care who you get for.
I agree.
For personnel. I'm out of here.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? I don't think that point's been brought up and argued enough. I mean, you guys have beaten all the other points to death about what could
possibly be going through Belichick's head,
what's been going through everybody else.
But you know what, though? That's kind of the point I was talking about, in that, you know, you could say, you know, why would he want to go and change and go somewhere else? Well, sometimes when you're in a job or you're wherever you are, and you're like, you know what? I know the whole grass isn't greener, but I'm good over here. I'm in the middle of a desert. Like, I don't know how it can. I don't want to keep throwing to this guy. I don't think he'll ever figure it out. I don't think he'll ever figure it out. I don't think this guy will ever. I got Jules. That's all I got. My offensive coordinator and I don't know, we're not really clicking these days.
Oh, God, Jules will be a mess.
So I know what it's like here. Oh. I don't want it anymore. So, yeah.
So let me ask you this. So, opinion now. Do you believe that's the case? Lou.
Do I?
Yeah.
I think that's part of it, yeah.
Okay. Do you believe
I think that's part of the – why else would a guy sit there and say, okay, all you're missing, you've got personnel here, all right? Coming back next year is Edelman, Sanu, and N'Keal Harry. You're missing a tight end. Is it just about a tight end?
All of those teams that people are talking about out there as possibilities for Tom Brady, knowing that every one of them are going to use what they've got with available cap money to go out and get players that are going to make, you know, fill in the gaps, including the New England Patriots.
All right, so if the Patriots sign Austin Hooper, is that it? Is that enough? Is that enough weapons
for
Tom Brady?
Well, let me finish. He might get some weapons on the defense. You're good at it. You are good.
My bad.
Tennessee is the one spot I've already admitted, and you obviously jumped all over it when we had our draft, because that's the one place you can look at. Personnel is pretty good, really good, and if you add Brady – you know, he won't extend the plays the way Tannehill can do, but he's so smart, and he's going to make plays that Tannehill can't make in big, huge situations.
Yeah.
So I agree with that. But other than that, I think New England gives him the best chance of win next year. New England, of all of those other teams.
I think Vegas is a disaster. You know, you got to give Tom something. You got to show him that you're committed. You know, how do you improve this team? Is it literally just a tight end? If we sign Austin Hooper, Hunter Henry, is that good enough? Look at wide receivers. Do you think that's good enough?
No, they'll sign a bunch of guys, including probably veteran receivers.
Kenny Britt, Demaryius Thomas, guys that don't. Jordan Matthews.
They always do that. And other teams do as well.
Dontrelle Inman?
Right.
Who is that?
Right. And they'll do some of that. They will. So get ready for it.
But that's going to please them?
So, yeah, Tom may be looking at offensive linemen and say, really, when we had an injury last year, we had nobody. We got to bulk up in the offensive line. I think he's going to have far more say here than he would in some of these other organizations. He might think he's going to have say in the other organizations, but wait till that offensive coordinator for that other team, that head coach, sit down and start talking. Or if Tom struggles
that would never happen early on.
Okay. Paulie's in Dedham. Paulie.
Oh, boy.
He's a good husband and father. Okay? They're going to be moving to Connecticut. His family's his first priority. He's either going to be playing for New York or the New York Giants. If he goes to the Giants, that's an upgrade. From a historical perspective, that's an upgrade. Now, Christian, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Okay. Now, if the Patriots offer him $50 million guaranteed for 2 years, do you think if they're willing to do that, do you think he's willing to take it? That's a bump in pay. It shows a respect.
Yes. Yes.
Considering the
in your imagination land.
Do you think they
I don't think they are. Here's the thing.
Listen to me.
I'm done with all of you. I'm done with you, Paulie. I'm done with Glenn. I'm done with everybody. Just be quiet. Be quiet. Be quiet for a second. Okay, if you want to enter Paulie's imagination land, I will enter of my free will. And you create any scenario you want. If this happens, if A happens, if B happens, what do you think? I can do that all day long. It's imagination land, Paulie. It doesn't exist. It's not reality. So you live in imagination land, and I'll hang out with you. No.
Do you think that?
No.
Do you think?
No.
You don't think they'll offer 2 years?
No. I don't think they'll offer it to him. I mean, let's. If they do, great. But I personally,
he'll take it, Christian Fourier, but if they do, I think he would take it. They're not going to offer it.
But I don't think they will.
And I'll give you the other one. Your Giants.
That's insanity if they don't offer him at least 2 years. He's been bailing out the company like Artie Murphy since he arrived. Huh? They better pay him. Huh?
Paulie, that I like.
And Paulie's going to be totally wrong about the Jets and the Giants. What he's doing is he's falling for the real estate. He's falling for the house. And you're wasting your time if you're doing that. The house has absolutely nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it whatsoever. It
some
has something
people
to
follow
do.
It. Some people yeah, don't. I don't. I
wasting
think in
your
the
time.
End, I just think when I look at that situation, that's just a guy that's just nesting. I told you, he's nesting.
For the future. Right.
Yeah. So if he plays for the Patriots, I still don't think he's raising his kids in Boston.
The difference is he has mobility. He can move his family. He can go wherever he wants. Most people try to relate it to their own lives in which they don't have that mobility. They can't do what Tom Brady
just real quickly,
and Giselle
though,
do.
So this whole, because even this thing with Drew Brees is a little bit deceiving when you look at the words that he chooses and how he kind of lays it out. He just says, listen, hey, guys, I want to play again. Let's do this again. You know, let's take one more trip right around the track. Let's do it. So he's kind of declared that, hey, I want to play again, Saints. Now, they have some cap issues. They could offer him $10 million because, listen, that's all they can afford, and they're in a really bad situation. So unless you compromise, Drew, we can't pay you. You can't play for us. My thing is he won't take it, which really leads me to believe that there's some – he's misleading us on purpose. Hey, I've decided I want to play, guys. The Saints won't pay me. I think all of it is this weird game that every single player plays now, using social media, trying to create their own leverage and their own, I guess, positive ending spot.
All right, so Brady ends up leaving. He goes to the Chargers. They offer him 2 years and $60 million.
Back to the Chargers. Of course, now they're in L.A.
Of course, he's flying to games on a refitted 1948 jet or airplane or whatever with the props on it, and he's third-class citizen on that team. And the Patriots go out and sign Drew Brees.
Okay, so what?
How would people feel about that around here?
They'd be happy as hell. And then they'd forget about Tom in a second. They'd still be watching his games. But the only guy that you'd really kind of accept.
I mean, you wouldn't feel right about it.
You think about it. You're telling me you lose Brady and you get Brees? Man, I tell you what.
No, I think still people would still be like, I don't want Drew Brees here, man. This is Brady's team. I'd rather have Brady. That's how I think most people would feel. I'm telling you, there's so much loyalty to Tom Brady that I don't care who it is.
I would say a big chip if Brady
be competitive, of course.
Yes, no question. If Brady is is off the board. If Tennessee, rather, is off the board, that takes an awful lot away from Tom Brady as far as money and everything else, because that's the one spot you could just drop him in, Lou. And I would agree. He would feel pretty comfortable. He would have Vrabel. Vrabel would be able to play that game. He's 43, load management. He would do it all. I think with another franchise, it's going to be much more difficult.
I tell you what, you know what's kind of making me a little bit crazy is, and I'm glad I got this team too. I almost feel like Indy's too quiet.
I think Philip Rivers thing is real.
Well, listen, I don't know. I think that's a good fit. I know they got a crazy owner. You know what I mean? But that is a team in my mind that you can drop them into and be a very good football team.
I just think it's just thinking about that. You got, I mean, you can say what you want about Hall of Fame.
I know the owner is what he is.
Think about these quarterbacks, right? Philip Rivers been with his team forever. Drew Brees been with his team forever. Brady been with his team forever. I mean, these are some big name guys that could possibly all at the same time playing for different teams.
Yes, I wouldn't throw the Brady thing totally out in Indianapolis. You've got a former quarterback who's your coach or whatever, but the owner. And, you know, maybe he's heard some of the stuff from Josh McDaniels, because I still think that was the main reason Josh walked away. The owner was absolutely crazy. Okay. And so Brady doesn't want crazy. At age 43, you need everybody aboard. You don't need this knucklehead owner all over you. Hey, Tom, I got some sponsors here. Tom, can you spend some time over here? Look at my guitar collection.
What's up, man?
I don't think he wants that. Peter's in Weymouth. Hey, Pete.
I'm in Plymouth.
All right. I'm sorry. Plymouth, go ahead.
That's all right. Listen, I'm going to ask the three is, what would be the ultimate perfect team that Tom Brady would have already said goodbye?
Tell me.
I know the team. You know the team?
What do you mean? What? Say goodbye? Cleveland. What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's goodbye to New England. None of this.
Oh.
What's been going on? What is the team that he would already be signed?
What are you talking about?
I'm going to think like
San
Peter.
San Francisco.
That's San Francisco.
You didn't give us a chance to answer.
No, he did. He wanted.
You guys seem like you were complex. Let me tell you something.
No, I just didn't think
San
about
Francisco,
it.
San Francisco, he'd be there. With Kittle, that team.
Yep.
But listen, he's never going to be there because what goes around comes around. Garoppolo wanted to be in New England. Belichick wanted Garoppolo in New England. And now Garoppolo owns San Francisco. It isn't Garoppolo's fault that they lost the Super Bowl totally.
I'm bored.
What? It kind of is.
Imagination. Oh, he said totally.
Yeah,
you know, totally. He threw totally in
there. Like 75%.
He had a chance to win it, and he couldn't.
Yeah. He couldn't win it.
Yeah.
I'm sick of the San Francisco angle of it. It's so stupid. It's ridiculous. That's
John Lynch killed that.
Yeah.
It ain't happening.
It's not happening. It's out.
Yeah, the young quarterback under contract took him to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. The other one I'm sick of the real estate thing.
He's Italian.
I'm also sick of the... I'm sick of the TB12 thing where people keep on bringing up.
Well, that was a Colin Cowherd.
You go to San Francisco, you go to Los Angeles, you can open up TB12.
And they got bad. They're stiff in Chicago.
Right.
But people can't touch their toes in Chicago. They got injuries.
Exactly.
They're willing to, they want to be pliable.
I saw that crazy simulation where it was that Chicago was actually the team that he won the most games with.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that the other day?
Yeah, Madden.
Yeah, whatever. Madden, all these simulations, all these teams were much worse Tom Brady.
So he won a Super Bowl. Do you remember what team he won a Super Bowl with out of all the teams?
Philly?
Yeah, he won a Super Bowl with Philly.
Yeah.
Out of all the simulations they did with every single team.
They did it without him.
Saying.
Hey, just saying. He's just saying. Yeah.
So for all those people that think he's going to Miami and it'll be he was 1-15 with the
Dolphins,
right?
What did I hear now? So what is
1-15?
The draft experts have Herbert, Justin Herbert out of Oregon.
He's
to
rising.
Miami.
He's
to
rising.
Miami.
He's on the rise. Rising.
He is on the rise.
And Tua's going and Tua is going to
the Lions
Detroit.
At number three. That's ridiculous. Yeah. Makes no sense.
New England.
Moe's in Roslindale. Yeah, maybe a trade with Detroit. That's a good one. Moe's in Roslindale. Hey, Moe.
Hey, Glenn, how's it going?
Good, man.
How's it going, fellas?
Hello. Hey, Mo.
I just called in. I was listening to Dale and Keith earlier, and do you remember when Wiggy called and he started mocking Glenn about that operating cost argument where he said, hey, they got a nice hot tub?
I do remember that. I'm still hurt by that.
Yes, I remember that.
Tommy Tommy Kern was on, and he was talking about the Chargers. And yeah. he said he was talking to his buddy reporter out there in San Diego. He's like, trust me, Brady's not going to come here. He gave a story once that...
He's talking to a player, ex-player.
No, a reporter. Follows the team.
No, ex-player of the Los Angeles Chargers. Yes, their former center. Yep.
So he said, like, one episode, they didn't call the police escort, and they had to get on the phone with the driver who couldn't even speak English and direct him. And but anyway, he's like, trust me, this is like going from, like, a major team to a minor league along.
Well, Wiki has been
brought
spoiled.
Up operating costs.
Operating costs are a big part of it. And they're a third-class organization. It's like Cincinnati. I like the Burrow stuff right now because people are starting to get into his head and saying, maybe you don't want to go.
You should pull an Eli.
Yes. They're bringing that up to him now. But, no, I mean, listen, it's a... The Chargers are one of those third-class organizations. Operating cost for whatever Wiggy was laughing at is a legitimate issue. How do teams treat you? Cincinnati is a dog pile, isn't it?
A dog pile.
Dog pile.
I have no clue.
Size a dog poopy pile.
Oh, who knows?
No,
I don't know.
They don't treat them the same way. They don't. The team doesn't get the first-class accommodations that you get with other teams. I mean, there are certain teams that operate first class. And there are a bunch of others that nickel and dime it. So Burrow goes, and he seems to be a terrific young quarterback, right?
Sure.
Does anybody think it's going to be successful in Cincinnati?
You never know.
Probably not.
I don't. And why? Because of the
Carson
ownership.
Palmer was a pretty good quarterback, and they did a pretty good job of drafting. They got a bunch of talent all at the same time, and they still couldn't do anything.
All right, we got to get to a big trade maybe in the works with the Boston Red Sox. We got to get Lou's take on this one.
Ooh.
Yeah, it'd be very interesting. We'll get to it coming up next.
OMF Live broadcast begins tomorrow afternoon from Red Sox Spring Training. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Now it's brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Vehicles. This is the certified pre-owned sales event. It's going on through March the 2nd. Learn more about our special financing rates.
Well, guys, the Red Sox and Padres were once in talks centered around Mookie Betts, but that's no longer happening. The San Diego Union-Tribune is now reporting today there have been more trade conversations the last 2 days regarding a trade involving the outfielder Will Myers and his horrible contract. What is going on here? Why would the Sox be interested in Will Myers? That makes no sense.
Lou?
Save it for after the trend.
We'll get to that later here at OMF. The Sox have their eyes on pitcher Carl Quantrill as well as two of the Padres' top prospects. The Bruins with the night off before visiting the Edmonton Oilers tomorrow night. Drew Brees announced that he will return to the Saints for the 2020 season. An interesting story from California. The first time in Oakland A's history, the games will not be airing on Bay Area local radio. They're going to be on an app for streaming purposes.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Don't believe he has a microphone.
Wow.
Nobody is. I mean, I feel like Oakland is just, if you end up being an Oakland A, then you just kind of think of it as like a minor league system. Like, it's just a proving ground. You're just kind of staying there till you cut your teeth, till somebody trades for you and gives them more assets that they don't spend any money on.
LA Chargers.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm Tyler Davert, and that's trending.
That is what it is trending now. WEI and WEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Mm-hmm. back here on OMF. Christian and I are here in Boston, losing Fort Myers. We're all going to be in Fort Myers tomorrow. We'll be around for the next 3 days. Where are we tomorrow? We're at Twin Peaks tomorrow?
Twin Peaks tomorrow.
Yes, we are. Next couple nights.
Twin Peaks on
Doug
tomorrow.
Doug says we're ready to go.
And Thursday.
So I got to look this. I've never heard of this Twin Peaks place. It must be a big Rocky Mountain type place, right?
I love this.
I've never heard.
I got to show these guys these breasts.
No.
Yeah, so are we talking like
it's a brewery?
Don't play dumb.
I've never heard of Twin Peaks.
What are you telling your wife? It's like a scenic place with like nature. Is that what you're saying?
We're going skiing.
Nothing's
Florida version of Hooters.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it is?
It's a classy version.
The Google description says a sports bar chain known for its waitresses serving American comfort food in a lodge-like surrounding.
I'm actually surprised they still do this. Like these restaurants still work.
What do you mean?
Like this type of restaurant, like these restaurants work.
Yeah. What do you think they attract? Like young males? Yeah, probably. Right.
Kids everywhere.
Have you ever been in one of those places and said, "Oh my God, they found the best talent in the city"?
No.
Have you ever said that when you went in one of them?
Have you ever taken your son to one of those restaurants before?
I took my son to a Hooters and it's his AAU basketball team.
Yeah, too.
They were drooling crazy because they didn't know any better.
Right. So what you tell your wife
is like pat them on the head and they all pass out.
Honey, it's an Irish 12. Thing. They're wearing kilts or a Scottish thing, right?
More of a lumberjack theme.
Yes, I would tell them.
Right, they're all wearing this like red flannel like tie in the front thing.
Yeah, like a schoolgirl.
All right, so let me find out what Lou's hearing down there in Florida. So the Red Sox make this big trade with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and they unload all of that money from David Price, half of the $96 million or whatever, and they're able to get underneath the competitive balance tax. And now, out of San Diego, there are rumors out there that the San Diego Padres are looking to deal Will Myers to Boston. Now, part of this is that they would deal some young minor league talent prospects with it, which is something Boston desperately needs. But Boston would have to assume not necessarily all of Will Myers' contract, maybe half of Will Myers' contract, 3 years, $60 million to $61 million, I believe.
Yeah, I think it's more like 68.
So the only way I think this deal works is if you trade Jackie Bradley Jr. and his $11 million for this 1 year to San Diego, and then you get stay under the CBT this year, then next year you don't mind going over to pay Will Myers whatever you have to pay after you agree of what is left on the contract, right? How else does this deal work? And then you get minor league talent prospects in return.
Well, I think the idea is that you get an arm in return, and you're hearing a lot of kind of like the same names, that you were hearing when they were talking about dealing for Mookie Betts, and that's kind of the crazy thing here is, you're hearing, I think they have, obviously, Cal Quantrill's a name. I don't know about Joey Lucchese, another guy, but this kid, Luis Campusano, like he's a catching prospect. So there's a lot of similar names that by acquiring Will Myers and taking a 3-year deal off their hands, and the contract is ridiculous. It's 22.5 the next 3 years, but for tax purposes, it's only 13.5 the way they spread it out. So if you were to get them to eat some of that money, and then you're taking on say $7-8 million for the next 3 years for tax purposes, but it would allow you to get a pitcher like Quantrill or Lucchese or the catching prospect. You're basically eating money to acquire these prospects. And that's part of like that flexibility that you have now because you're under to eat a bad contract to acquire talent that will help you. Not necessarily for Will Myers. It's more for the arm they're looking at.
Unless Verdugo is going to be out for a long period of time, though, doesn't it make sense to try to send Jackie Bradley Jr.? Because I heard that San Diego wants to at least get a legitimate player in return. If that's the case, doesn't he make sense? Because that's pretty much a wash, $11 million, $13 million. And then next year you don't mind paying Myers his contract.
Yeah, and for the Padres, you get out of a 3-year deal, you take a 1-year deal. Right. And Jackie, they already traded Manuel Margot, who's a defensive guy. So Myers, if he leaves, Jackie can go to center. They got a kid Grisham that they got in a trade that they can put out in right field, and he can sit there at center field at Petco and deal with a lot of the big outfield that they have. So it makes a lot of sense for them. The question I would have is that these are the same names we're hearing from San Diego as we heard when they were talking about Mookie Betts.
Yeah, because they liked him. They like those guys. So they're probably looking at it, and Bloom probably did all the work on it and said, you know what? And they didn't get a pitcher out of the Dodgers, right? They wanted to. They didn't because that blew up on them. Maybe they're looking at it saying, let's get a pitcher out of San Diego. We could take on Meyer, especially if we deal an 11.
But what is it? What does it tell you? And this is a long way from happening, right? Whether it even happens or not. But what would it tell you if you were able to? Because Watt Myers was included in this. Quantrill was talked about. Lucchese was talked about. This catcher was talked about. But, you know, what if you were able to acquire, say, you know, a two out of the four mentioned, or two out of the three mentioned for, say, Jackie Bradley? What does that tell you about what Mookie's value really was out there? Does it change your perspective of, look what you get back from Mookie, because you might have just got the same package for Jackie Bradley Jr.?
Yeah, but you're taking on money. And in this case, you were giving up money because they wanted to get rid of David Price. And so that was very costly. So you tell me, if you take David Price out of the deal with the Dodgers, would the deal be better or worse?
I think worse.
You think you would have gotten less in return if you did the deal with?
I do.
Still we had stuck with his salary.
We had a discussion yesterday about it. Like, if I have David Price at 3 years, $48 million, rather, right? 16 a year. And, you know, it's if I was to just trade him at 16 a year, what would I get in return? Would I get anything? Would I get nothing? You know, so, I mean, 3 years, $48 million, 16 a year, it seems like a good value, a good bargain for the Dodgers. So it's like, if I'm going to give you at 16 a year, now if you want the Dodgers to eat all of it, $32 million, it would probably hurt the deal. But I think given they acquired at 16, it's low risk, high reward, I think the Red Sox might have been able to get, you know, downs because of that or whatever. I don't know. You think it goes down if you because you had to include him? I don't.
Yeah, I think that was a necessary evil that you had to unload David Price. I don't think the Dodgers are looking at it necessarily a plus, because we know what the market value was for him out there. I just don't see that. I will say this. If this deal does come true, and we're the ones throwing Jackie Bradley Jr., nobody else is throwing it out there. We're throwing it out there. If that is the case, if you thought the Red Sox crowd was pissed off the last couple of days, this is going to ramp it up to the next level.
You think?
Yes. Because I do
by
not
getting rid of Jackie Bradley.
Because
Jr.
Jackie Bradley, people are going to be
so uproar.
Nope, and they're going to take on.
He's got great hands.
They're going to take on Will Myers. Yes, they're going to take on Will Myers, and people are going to look at it and say, "What the hell are they doing?" And it will all go back to Mookie Betts. So you're telling me they're going to take on this stiff Will Myers? They're going to take his $60 million, and they didn't want to take care of Mookie. And on top of that, they're trading Jackie Bradley Jr., who has highlight catches.
Well,
I go back to
these are the names that were included talking about acquiring Mookie Betts for the Padres. So if I'm Bloom was to able to pull off a similar trade, minus say one of the guys, for Jackie Bradley Jr. Wait, you're telling me I almost got these guys for Mookie and now I get them for Jackie? Huh. Okay. You know, like, to me, this is Heim Bloom. This is what he does.
Yeah.
Because it's sort of like Bill Belichick with draft picks. It's like Billy Bean's the same way. Billy Bean will make three trades, acquire nine players.
Yeah.
Take three of those players or four of those players and acquire another player. Take that player and acquire two other players. To the point where you're like, wait a minute. Who did he get for? How did we acquire this guy? Well, let me break it down. 3 years ago, that, you know what I mean?
I'm confused.
So it's like he could flip Jeter Downs.
Yeah, but I think the reason, if you're the Red Sox, that you trade Jackie Bradley Jr. in part of this is that you now have acquired a center fielder. Okay, you're going to have JD Martinez is going to have to play some of the outfield, especially when you're playing interleague play. So you're almost too crowded out at that position right now. And on top of that, It keeps me under the CBT. And I don't care what John Henry says. You are not going to go out, make a deal, after you already dealt Mookie Betts and David Price to get under the CBT and take on Will Myers and go above it?
That's
crazy. No, you wouldn't go above it. You'd still be below it.
Barely.
You were like 19 really? Million underneath it. You're probably 15 or so right now.
That's what I mean. You got like 4 million to play with.
Oh, no, you're not going to. It's 13.5 average annual right now. That's the cap hit for basically for Myers. I mean, so you're trying to get them to eat some money, so you take about a 6 or 7. And then your outfield, to be honest with you, I'm putting Jackie's ass in right field anyways for the Red Sox this year.
Probably,
and
yes.
I'm having Pilar and Verdugo in center.
Yeah.
So if Will Myers is in the mix, Pilar's your center fielder, Verdugo's your center fielder, and you got a little platoon out there, whether it's Myers playing a little bit or whatever it is, and then, hell, at the trade deadline, Myers is swinging the bat, you move his ass. I'm telling you, this is how it's going to look for a couple years, man. Mm. He is going to move people left and right, and people's heads are going to be spinning.
Yeah. Now, it's going to drive people crazy. You're right. I mean, as if they're not, you know, crazy already. All right, we got to get to this baseball thing in the Houston Astros. I don't think I've ever seen anything like this. Usually what happens is players defend other players when bleep happens.
Right.
In this case, we have star players, the best players in the entire league, not just players on the Dodgers who were victimized by this, but we have players everywhere in the entire league who are ripping the commissioner, basically saying they're going to headhunt and take care of it, their own justice on their own with some of these players. I've never seen anything like this. And the only team that really isn't doing any of this is our own Boston Red Sox. We're going to get to it. It's coming up next.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
Personally have any anger toward what they did? Or
I mean, it's over with now, you know. We can't, it doesn't make sense to go back in time because we can't change that.
You know, Manfred made his decision. You know, it kind of is what it is, and you got to respect it and kind of understand that it was a tough decision for him at the same time. You know, given the whole granting immunity thing and stuff like that, I think he did the best that he could with what he had.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks. But, I mean, what am I going to do? You know, am I going to go, you know, hold him at gunpoint? Am I going to, you know, sit here and curse him out through a bunch of cameras? If I had something to say to him, I know those guys. I can get one of their numbers and text them and talk to them and, you know, face-to-face or whatever. It happened. You know, what are you going to do about it?
Three Red Sox players who are not saying anything close to what Major League players are saying, not just in the Dodgers, but teams throughout Major League Baseball. They're all sitting there going, we want revenge. Listen to this. This is Alex Wood, the Dodgers pitcher. Listen to what he says about the Astros.
Wouldn't surprise me if something like that, happened. I mean, just to be honest, and it's funny because I'm sure it probably will happen. Somebody will take it into their own hands, and they'll get suspended more games than any of those guys got for the biggest cheating scandal in 100 years. You know, so it'll be pretty ironic when that happens because I'm sure that's how it'll end up playing out.
He's publicly talking about throwing it, guys.
Yeah,
that's what he's talking about.
I'm not buying it.
Not buying what?
I'm not buying this whole retaliation. Vengeance is mine.
Oh, I think this is serious. I've never seen anything like it. Lou, have you ever seen anything like this?
No, and even Mike Trout, of all people. I mean, God, when do you ever hear of him other than his acceptance speech for the MVP award? like seriously, like you hear Chris Bryant, Cody Bellinger, and these guys. When the other one, too, is Manfred. I mean, they're openly talking about Manfred. They can't believe the punishment. Meanwhile, J.D. Martinez, that was the one part I couldn't. He was actually like, hey, you know, he did the best he could.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there going, oh, my God. Like, so apparently Sale, I think, addressed the team and talked a lot about his stuff beforehand. He came out. I just thought it was like, that's just Chris Sale's mentality. I mean, this is a guy that doesn't shake off a catcher. And when a game doesn't go well, he's probably the only pitcher I know that would never look back at a game and say, man, why'd I throw that pitch? Why'd I throw this pitch? He just doesn't do it. And he said that many, many times with us. So it doesn't surprise me. He doesn't look back and think he could change things. But then when you heard Xander say it and you heard JD say it, it's like, oh, this is their approach as a team.
You know why.
Let's face it. In a couple of weeks.
Exactly.
You know, what are they going to do? Destroy the Astros? You know, for cheating the game and how they should be punished and suspended. And then in a couple of weeks, we don't know what this investigation is going to tell us.
But hold on. But isn't it a little hypocritical, though? Right? Like, oh, I'm so mad at them. When all I hear from all these players, that everyone's doing it. Every guy's trying to steal. So they use technology. Right? So that's the one thing.
No, they use the trash can. They all use technology. The trash can.
So they use a trash can. Like, I mean, so you're telling me these guys are going to get all, like, try to, like, big time the Astros?
Yes.
Because they felt like they've been wronged?
Yes.
Well, I'll say this.
Their career has been stolen. I just feel like it's a little hypocritical when everybody's doing it and everybody knows it's happening, that once they get caught and they get punished, now you decide you're mad and angry. Hey, you had 2 years, 2-3 years to bitch and complain and call them out, and you didn't do it. And now that it's safe to go in the waters and be critical of them, now you're going to be a tough guy?
All right, so hold on. How about this one? This is Nick Markakis, and he's basically threatening them. Listen.
You know, it's anger. I feel like every single guy over there needs a beating. You know, it's wrong. They're messing with people's careers. I 100% disagree with the way they did it. And I think the punishment and everything, I think just everything has been taken, everything's been handled the wrong way. You know, you got two guys that are sitting at home that you can kind of, you know, give them a little bit of leeway. They're not in the game right now. And then you got the players who did it who are scot-free. You know, everybody's out there competing and trying to do things the right way. And when you got guys like that, it's pretty sad.
Kind of so understand that it was a tough decision for him at the same time, you know, given the whole granting immunity thing.
Day and night. I mean, Markakis wants to, you know, punch somebody's lights out, and the Red Sox is sitting there going,
The difference with me is when a guy's on second, everyone's trying to steal the sign, right? And talking to more people about it, it's pitchers are creatures of habit. So I play with guys that need to have one sequence because they don't want to think too much. They're not capable of thinking too much. Maybe there's a catcher like Gary Sanchez who's not capable of switching signs because he's not the brightest bulb in the world. And he'll get crossed up left and right. So there are pitchers that have a comfort zone of a sign sequence they use. And usually if they change it up, they change it to one other sequence. And a lot of teams know that going into games through, you know, through video work, which is fine, through scouting and whatever. So that's with a guy on second. What the Astros were doing, and this comes up a lot more in ball games, is nobody on base, one sign from the catcher. Man on first, one sign from the catcher. Man on first and third, one sign from the catcher. There's a lot more of those situations in a game that come up that they were taking advantage of and banging trash cans. When man's at second, hey, it's fair game. We know what the battle is. So that's the difference where I think a lot of these guys are like, man, that's just over the top. Banging the barrel is different.
See, that's what I picked up from that soundbite. There's two things. One, he mentions it. He actually says it the way they did it. Wasn't that they were stealing signs because they're aware of it and they understand it, but it's the way they did it. So, okay, so fine. They were smarter than you. Whatever, fine. You want to be angry about the way they did it, the way they carried it out. Two is the fact that they weren't punished. And this is Manfred's biggest issue. And yeah. I said it from day one. If you don't handle it, the players will. They'll find a way. It's frontier justice. And there's nothing you can do about it. As much as you plead, as much as Dusty Baker says, hey, you got to protect our guys. It's somebody's going to get hit.
Yeah, no question.
Now I would say, okay, who's the pitcher who's going to actually do it to, I guess, fix all the wrongs? You do it once, and then that's it. So what are you going to hit?
It's not going to be just hit? Once. No,
so,
gonna
so, the, so the Dodgers play the Astros. Kershaw's pitching. Are you telling me it's going to be hit Altuve, hit Bregman, hit Bellinger, right? You're going to just keep hitting them?
Yeah, what you do
so
is you,
really, that's how it's going to and then, yeah. So now you play him again the next day.
No, if you're Kershaw.
Hit Altuve, hit Bregman, hit Altuve?
No, if you're Kershaw, what you do is you look in at the batter, and if it's Altuve, you say, what pitch am I throwing right here? And he says fastball, and he goes, no, I'm going for your head.
See, the thing is, it happens. I don't think it's that egregious. I don't think it's that bad where you have to throw a ball at a guy's head.
Vegas
when
already,
if you're Kershaw, I've heard from my insiders, other than Lou, who play baseball, I got a lot of them, that the Dodgers were doing it also. Ooh. So what do you want to do about that?
So you're saying they're
you know I am very close with the former MVP man. And everybody knows who he is yeah. At least people in this room.
Yeah.
So when I need information, when yeah. I need to know how people are really feeling,
yeah.
I call my guys.
Yeah.
I got my guys.
Yeah.
I got them in Milwaukee.
I
got them in LA.
And that falls into the there. And this goes into what I said before, the interpretation of it, because I think that the good teams have those in their scouting reports. Like I said, before the game starts, what the guys use, what he's tipping his pitches, the catcher, you know, what signs he uses, how lazy is that catcher, taking advantage of him, going into a ball game. I think everyone has that. So when you say that, I think the Dodgers have that, but that's not cheating. I think the Yankees have that, but that's not cheating. You know, so I think a lot of teams, the good teams, have that, but it's not cheating. During the game, watching the feed, banging on a barrel is over the top. And I think that's the disgust. But what, listen, Manfred, I don't know how he, how do you do that? How do you come out on the players? So you take the Houston Astros and you say, okay, each of you are suspended for 10 games. Altuve, you're the first 10. Then you come back. Springer, you're the next 10. Then you can come back. Correa, you're the next 10. Then you can come back. So, you know, like how do you do it? Does he get 6 games? Does he get 10 games? Because, well, he used it more. How do you? And then Marwin Gonzalez is on the Twins. You can't play the first 10. So the Twins are like, oh, that's great. You know, I mean, how do you execute that?
You can't.
It's an execution problem.
And the Players Association is going to fight it.
There we go. So Evan Drellick wrote about this yesterday, and others did as well. But Drellick's whole point was there was absolutely no way that Manfred could blame the players and suspend the players. Basically, again, once again, the legacy of Marvin Miller. The Players Association is too powerful. They would have told them to shove it up their ass. Plus, they got a collective bargaining agreement they're working on right now, which would have made it even worse. And right. So what Manfred did, tail between his legs, he went back into their offices and said, oh, my God, there's nothing I can really do about it because the Players Association is going to whip me up. And that's the problem they have. So instead, you're going to have vigilante justice now.
All right, so they'll take it to that, right? So Manfred comes out the other day and it's like, you know, severe punishments for people who hit the Astros. So someone's going to hit the Astros, okay? And if, you know, well, I don't know how you execute
that. You have to be really mad about it. I mean, you have to be really mad about it.
Well, there's some guys that are really mad about it. Some guys are sitting there saying, you know what, I could have had a 380 ERA, but I had a 4.2 because I had a 10-12 ERA in the two starts in Houston last year. I got freaking shellacked. There are guys that didn't get through the first inning in Houston in 2017, you know, and they just got crushed. So people are going to hit him, but you know, you can't not punish a guy for drilling somebody these days either. You can't just sit there and say, hey, the first time your team gets to play the Astros, it might be in April, it might be in May or June, go get him. You can hit him all you want. Get it out of your system. You can't okay and green light that either, though.
I just feel like it's, I think a big portion of this, and you touched on a little bit, is just I feel like a lot of these guys feel stupid. They feel foolish. Like they were made to look silly. And it's like, hey, everybody's in on the joke,
and
but
in my
you're
position,
not.
Exactly. Can't be made look ridiculous.
Yes, exactly. And I think somebody needs to pay for that. So, and to me, that's a bigger issue, more of an issue than anyway. So this whole time, this whole plot, this whole mastermind was because of a freaking trash can. Like, we weren't aware enough to identify that somebody was. Who was the pitcher who noticed it?
Farquhar. Danny Farquhar.
Danny Farquhar. Right,
yeah. So, be careful.
That's a tough one to say.
Yeah. It's like slow. Shrek.
Yeah, right. So he recognizes it and he stops, because he's like, well, this is, it was so obvious because that was the clip that was going around. Right, every time before he pitched, there was this big banging. It was crazy and so obvious.
Yeah, I think it's crazy. The players now are coming out because the Astros are trying to claim it was only happening during the regular season, not in the postseason. And players are coming out and saying that's BS. I can tell you specific at bats I had in which they knew exactly what was going on and what was being thrown. And you're going to have anarchy. Now, I agree. You said this yesterday. And maybe it's something Major League Baseball needs. Kind of like WWE and, you know, baseball at the same time. Initially, people are going to be interested in watching this because there might be some violence attached to it. Okay? There might be some craziness attached to it. But
interest.
But in the end, this is, for the commissioner, good luck to Rob Manfred. He has got a colossal disaster on his hand because the players are not going to feel satisfied. How are you going to satisfy them? That's why I understand where the Red Sox players are coming from. And even though the front office keeps on telling us nothing's going to happen, come on. Listen to what those players are saying. You don't think those players know they could throw the book at us next week? Why are they being so timid suddenly?
That's why. In my opinion, that's why they're all letting it go. You know, that's why even, and I don't know, Ryan, if you have some of these answers, when all of a sudden now everyone's asking, are you still confident that you're going to come out of it clean? I mean, a guy like Xander Bogaerts, I don't know if you have that answer, Ryan. You can play it now. But this is a guy that, you know, when you ask him a question, he answers it and gives you long, and he gives you long answers.
Yeah,
these guys are short. Yeah. You know, I think after the break we'll hear how short these guys are. With just yes.
Yeah, that's why I think
they don't want to get into it.
They're really concerned now. The only thing that the organization probably knows is they weren't using trash cans. But suppose they were using people with different colored shirts or whatever in center field, some other system. All you have to do is be tied into the video, that you're using the live video to be able to signal somebody out there. That's all you need. And if that happens, the Red Sox are screwed. Not what they need here in this after this.
When we come back, I wanted you to hear some of those answers, as well as J.D. Martinez kind of, you know, talking about that. I think he shed some light. He said some things about Alex. He said some things about his own workout that I want to play too.
And I also want to make sure we get to the scoops that went on during the midday show from the one and only Rich Keefe, which kind of played to what we were talking about yesterday as far as the Red Sox always being on the wrong side of cool.
All right, this hour is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, now open in Dedham next to Legacy Place.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.